The following Dharma talk was recorded in March 2014 in St. Louis, Missouri. It is one of eight recordings from the retreat called Suffering and the End of Suffering, taught by Bridget Rollins and John Yaffe. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. Bridget Rollins has practiced insight meditation since 1997. Recognized by the Spirit Rock Teachers Council as a community Dharma leader, Bridget co-leads the St. Louis Insight Meditation Group, teaches classes, and leads retreats. John Yaffe began practicing insight meditation in 1999 and has been co-leader of St. Louis Insight Meditation Group since 2006. He has served on the board of directors of Mid-America Dharma since 2005 and currently serves as its president. More information about Bridget and John can be found at www.dharmastl.org.
Welcoming everyone back to this first full day of retreat. And we'll begin with mindfulness of body, of breath and body. And I'd like to just give a little bit of context for this. The Buddha outlined four ways of establishing mindfulness in what's called the Satipatthana Sutta. And we'll be using this sutta, these instructions, as we guide the meditations today and tomorrow. I'd like to read what Joseph Goldstein says in his book, Mindfulness, A Practical Guide to Awakening. He says, following the declaration that the four ways of establishing mindfulness are the direct path to liberation, the Satipatthana Sutta continues with a concise definition of the path, highlighting its essential characteristics. The Buddha first points out the four fields or pastures for establishing mindfulness: body, feelings, that is the pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral quality of experience, mind, and dhammas, which are a set of categories of experience that the Buddha saw as particularly helpful to understand and practice towards liberation. He goes on to say, when we establish mindfulness in them or of them, then we abide safely. When we're not mindful, not aware, then we often get lost in unwholesome reactions, creating suffering for ourselves and others. So to these four ways of establishing mindfulness, body, feelings, mind, and dhammas, there are four qualities of mind that we bring to this. Ardency, clearly knowing, mindfulness, and freedom from desire and discontent, which we might also call concentration. Ardency refers to a balanced, sustained application of energy, but it has with it a warmth of feeling, enthusiasm, devotion to the practice. It's a balanced effort, so not too much, not too little, a middle path. Our energy or effort we want to turn to as if we're tuning a guitar. If we tune the string too tightly, it breaks. So if there's too much efforting, too much striving, then we'll become tired. We won't have the energy that we need for this practice. If there's not enough energy, if we slip into sleepiness, torpor, then there's no tune. There's just a thunk. So we find that middle path, the place where the guitar string is tuned just right and sings. This effort is also sustained. And so our ardency is manifest every time we bring the attention back and make a gentle effort to sustain it on whatever the object of meditation is. And we just keep doing that again and again and again. Aim and sustain, aim and sustain. We bring the mental attitude of clearly knowing. And that refers to being fully aware of what we're doing, fully aware of our object of contemplation. So we clearly know what we're doing, and we also clearly know why we're doing it. We're training our minds so that we can develop the kind of wisdom that will lead to liberation from suffering, that will bring us to an end of suffering. Mindfulness is a particular kind of awareness. It's an awareness that's bare of judgment, commentary, and agenda. Being bare of judgment, it receives everything equally. Bare of commentary, it notices when the mind wants to add something to the experience and comes back to the direct experience, letting the commentary float on by like leaves on a stream or clouds floating through a sky. It's bare of agenda. John invited us right at the beginning to let go of our expectations. We may have an agenda for what we want to experience, an expectation of what our meditation should look like or feel like. We let go of that agenda. And in doing that, we let go of the unwholesome quality of striving, which is a kind of attached effort, striving for a particular outcome, and simply being open to what is happening moment by moment. Mindfulness is also the power of memory, so we keep remembering to come back. We remember, as Tanisaro Bhikkhu says, we remember the object of meditation and we remember what to do with it. And finally, the quality of concentration, which in this sutta the Buddha says free from desire and discontent. A concentrated mind is one that's settled, that is stable. When we're pulled by our desires and our discontents, what we want, what we don't want, the mind is not stable. The mind is constantly moving. And so as we continue to let go of grasping at the pleasant that we want, pushing away the unpleasant that we don't want, bringing the attention back again and again to present moment experience, no matter what it is, then with the end of that grasping, that struggling, the mind settles. And this settling of the mind is essential to our practice because with the settling of the mind, then we're able to see more clearly the Dharma, the truth of the way things are. And when we can see clearly the truth of the way things are, we will see very clearly how we're creating suffering, and we will see the way to the end of the suffering. So I like Sylvia Boorstein's definition of mindfulness. And I'll put this on a piece of paper and post it on the board. Mindfulness is the aware, balanced acceptance of our present experience. It isn't more complicated than that. It's opening to and receiving our experience, pleasant or unpleasant, just as it is, without clinging to it or pushing it away. Mindfulness is opening to and receiving our experience, pleasant or unpleasant, just as it is, without clinging to it or pushing it away. And so I'd like to invite you to invite your body into a meditation posture. And again, that's a balance between a posture that is upright, alert, awake, dignified, and at the same time relaxed. We might think of mindfulness also as a relaxed attention. I've heard it called a friendly attention. So there's the attentiveness, the awakefulness. And yet there is a sense of calm, relaxation, ease. And we try to find the balance there. Taking a moment to scan through your own body, notice if there are places where you're holding tension. Inviting those tense spots to release if they will. If not, then just being aware that there's tension in places in the body. Opening to and receiving that experience without desiring it to be different, without discontent that that's the way it is. Bringing your attention to the sensations of breathing and exploring for yourself at this time, where do you feel those sensations most easily? Where are they the strongest? You may want to take some deep breaths in and out and notice where that sensation is strong. Perhaps it's the flow of air in and out of the nostrils, across the upper lip. Or it might be the rising and the falling of the chest. Or the movement of the ribs, the slight expanding and then releasing. Or the sensations might be strongest at the belly, noticing the gentle movement in and out with each breath. Wherever those sensations are strongest, now making a decision that this will become the anchor for your attention. This will become the focus for your mindfulness of breath. And even if the mind tries to convince you that the nostrils would be better if you've chosen abdomen, or abdomen would be better if you've chosen the chest, just decline the invitation to move to a different focal point and come back to this place. This way you are working with desire and discontent, the desire for a better breathing place, the discontent with the place you've chosen. And in that way, the mind isn't moving all over the place. It can settle. It can come to rest and gain stability. We're always mindful of something, and in this part of the meditation, I invite you to become mindful of the in-breath and the out-breath. So when breathing in, fully knowing that you are breathing in. When breathing out, fully knowing that you are breathing out. Aiming and sustaining the attention with ardency on this focal point of sensation of breathing. As best you can, connecting with the direct experience of the sensations and noticing when the mind comes in with a judgment, a commentary, or begins to try and get you to have some particular meditative state. Letting go of all that stuff the mind wants to add to the direct experience of in-breath, out-breath as best you can. And each time the attention gets pulled away, which will happen multiple times during this meditation period, then gently bringing the attention back, aiming and sustaining as best you can. If the mind wanders 100 times, 200 times, no need for alarm, no problem. This is our practice, to wake up to the times that we have absented ourselves from our present direct experience and to gently, kindly, and firmly bring the attention back as often as necessary. So let's continue. When breathing in, knowing that we're breathing in. When breathing out, knowing that we're breathing out. As we continue to focus our attention on the breath, fully knowing, clearly knowing whether we're breathing in or breathing out, now also clearly knowing the breath as it is, knowing it when it's long and when it's short, when it's deep or shallow, even or uneven, constricted or relaxed. So, in this way of practicing with the breath, this is not a breathing exercise where we control the breathing. It's rather an exercise of awareness, of relationship, in which we're awake and aware of what's happening. So we're aware of the quality of the breath. But we're letting the breath breathe itself, and instead we are stepping out and observing the flow of breath as it comes and goes, in and out, changing moment by moment. So as best we can, bringing our energy and sustaining it as we focus the attention on breath in this little more fuller awareness, knowing it just as it is, so opening to and receiving it rather than directing it. Bringing that bare attention, so staying connected to the direct physical sensations of the experience, and letting any commentary, judgment, or agenda recede into the background of attention. Remembering that right now the focus is the breath, and that we are holding it in mindfulness, letting go of desire and discontent with regard to the breathing, and practicing in this way for a while. You might experience this as a shore receiving the waves of an ocean. The shore has no quarrel with the shape, the rhythm, the speed, the frequency of the waves, and yet is fully present to each wave, intimately present to each wave, in and out. Letting the awareness now expand around the sensations of breathing to take in the whole body. Aware of the body as a whole. Not needing to do anything about or with the experience of body, other than to clearly know it, to keep bringing the attention to body as object. Focusing on the direct experience of sensation as it manifests itself throughout the body. Contact points where body is meeting the cushion or the chair or the bench, where one body part touches another. Touch sensation of clothing against body. The gentle touch of air, warm or cool. Letting go of wanting the body to be a particular way, desire, or not wanting the body to be the way it is in this moment, discontent. And in letting go of the grasping, the pushing away, letting the mind simply settle. Observing moment by moment sensation in the body, breath, and body as a whole. And inviting calm into the body. A certain amount of calmness might come from this mindfulness of the in and out breath, the quality of breath, body as a whole. We can also cultivate calm by making an intention to keep the body still, letting this stability and stillness of the physical body support stability, stillness of the mind. We can cultivate this calm by noticing if our efforting is getting too much, and relaxing a bit into the awareness. Letting go of striving to get somewhere, have some particular experience, be someone, be a meditator. And letting go of that kind of striving. Calming both body and mind. In a moment, you'll hear the ringing of the bell, and throughout the day, bells will ring. The sound of the bell is not an indication to stop meditating and then transition to the next meditation. The sound of the bell is an invitation to remain mindful as we transition from one form of meditation to another. And we'll be entering into a period of walking meditation.